Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Wayne Cotto in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing, because it's tackle day at Fisherman's Landing. Right now, we have Bob Hoos. The pirate himself is here from Costa, talking Costa sunglasses. And then Dan Hume from Hume Termite, our good buddy. And all of us are kind of like the members of the club, right? It's the fishing club.
I was processing Ricky's pitch on what's going on down there. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I got to buy that. I don't want that deal. I got to get down
so
there.
So many deals.
Some good deals.
I mean, I'm telling you, that
The reels
are crap, but that Gamakatsu deal where you buy two get one free if you're not a circle hook fan, those pliers that they're going to give you for free are like $50 pliers. They're really nice.
Yeah.
So you buy $30 worth of hooks and you get a $50 pair of pliers.
If you have some voids in your tackle, sunglasses, anything today.
Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy one, get one.
Oh. MC Swim Baits.
MC Swim Baits. Corey's going to be there.
Corey's down there.
And then Costa, you get a $25
gift card at Fisherman's Landing. So Doug said after you buy your Costas, we're going to give you that gift card. Go back into the store and knock yourself out.
That's insane.
Yeah. I really like telling the guys behind the counter that work there, hey, here's my gift card. Pick out two jigs for me.
Yeah.
You know, because those guys they're on the water. They know what's going on. They're on the boats. And you just go, hey, here's my gift card. You guys pick, you know, what you fish.
But get in the raffle. In the raffle.
Oh, that raffle.
The third prize is that whole jig package that the boys pick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That could be better than the number one prize.
But, I mean, for us to go in and, I mean, we're not down here every day. We're not on the water every day. For us to pick those same jigs, impossible. And the boys down there, they know.
No, they know.
They know. You want this one.
And then Dan donated treatment. Then that, how about that ride on that that big Freeman?
Yeah.
That's one of the prizes there.
For $1 raffle.
All the money goes to King Kids Fishing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's find out what's biting.
Yeah, we got Mark Wish on the phone. But, hey, we had Dana Lenning on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete deli and beverages, boats, flies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, the best in freshwater saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Lenning, next to the Dana Lenning launch ramp in Mission Bay, ECBT, is at the end of the 67 freeway at Lakeside and Lemon Grove. Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com. Hey, Mark Wish, how you doing out there?
Hey, Wayne. We're doing good. Hey, Pete, Bob, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Fun. So, guys, we're well into the fall season here. It's 1st November now. It's getting chilly. Days are short. But, you know, there's some great opportunity for those of you willing to put on an extra jacket and a pair of gloves. Starting up north, weather's been an issue, like always. That's normal. But plenty of squid around at the upper islands there. And guess what? One of the sport boats found a little nugget of sea bass here the other day. They made a nice catch. Rumor is that it was in Chinese Harbor or Santa Cruz. And let's hope that holds up and is the shape of things to come here. It's always good to have that sea bass swimming around and biting. And speaking of the squid-sea bass connection, you guys may want to keep an eye on this Huntington Beach sector. There's a lot of bait. Been around for quite a while now, a week and a half, I would say, that I know of. Just below Isers, outside the rigs there. Have not heard of any fish on it, but I don't know that anybody's even been fishing. I don't know that anybody's been looking. But over the years, I've caught some really nice ones out there in the bait like that in that exact area. So definitely worth checking on. Also along the coast, you know, water conditions, you know, it's getting cooler. No doubt about that. But water's pretty stable. It's pretty clean. And bass fishing, you know, slower than summertime, but definitely still pretty good for the guys that want to go grind on that a little bit. Or at Catalina, big yellows are still up west, backside west like that, holding some really good ones. They're tackle busters, guys, fished some good gear. And backside east also has got some yellows, smaller grade there. Orange Rocks, Third V Kelp, Salta Verde has all been the area where a lot of that yellow has been hanging out there. And offshore, you know, definitely changing, getting to be that time of year. But still some signal, but with the exception of the Cortez Bank, you know, tuna fishing really kind of winding down, it looks like. But, man, they're biting out there on the bank. It's mostly smaller fish for sure.
But they're saying as good as it gets out there. I mean, it's best all year.
Isn't that crazy?
And flat calm weather.
And then, yeah. And along with that tuna fish out there, you get up on the shallows of the bank, either on the nine or the, you know, shallow proper, and you got some really good yellowtail fishing out there also. So
up the, like I heard from one of the sport boats that over 40-pound yellow.
Yeah.
Not to mention there's
most
a ton of kelp out there right now. Yeah. There's so much kelp out there, and there's bait. There's the anchovies, there's sardine, there's squid at the island. There's so much bait in the water right now.
Hey, Mark, let me ask you a question about sea bass. And Bob and Dan can probably chime in on this too when you guys are on the rail time. Corey's got that deal on the twin tail like scampi things.
The fluke.
Do those things really work for sea bass?
Well, 2 years ago I'd say, what the hell are you talking about? You cannot say that anymore. I think the guys up north at the Channel Islands really kind of pioneered and pushed that because, man, they clobber them on those things up there. It's not really caught on down here yet. Seems to be kind of trickling that direction. But, yeah, they definitely work. They definitely bite them, no doubt.
With a piece of squid on it or just, like, straight? No. Bob, you guys are on the rail time, you using them?
No, you know, like Mark was saying, it's – been a Channel Island kind of Santa Barbara down phenomena.
All the way down to Cedros.
Yeah. But now, like, when we don't have a lot of, when squid fishing's tough and you don't have a lot of bait and you're, you know, working through a tide in the afternoon, you toss one of those flukes into the shallows and, you know, a long rod with a low profile bait caster, 50 pound Spectra and a little top shot of mono, and they hammer them. Halibut, sea bass, everything.
No kidding.
But it does save your bait. You know, if you got a little bit of squid and you want to save it for, you know, the late afternoon tide swing, and, you know, the calicos are right, and you put that fluke on.
And what kind of lead head?
So there's a couple ways to do it. They make that, is it Gitzit? Gitzit, the one little squid head?
Mark
is the Gitzit?
Yeah, it's a Gitsum.
Gitsum.
They got like those little wings on the side of the
white
head. That's the most popular one.
And some of the ones, they have a reinforced hook, and that's what you need. The early ones that came out, we were straightening the hooks on the sea bass. And then they upgraded the hook, and like ounce and a quarter, ounce and a half, I mean, deadly. You got to have that outfit rigged and ready to go on any sea bass trip.
Wow. You agree, Mark?
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. It is absolutely crazy earlier when that stuff was really biting good up north there. I mean, it was just it was like when Mad Max first started catching bluefin tuna. You know, they sold out everywhere. Well, that's the way the fluke situation was earlier this year. It was just crazy.
You can throw them in a foam or a bluefin. You know, school-sized bluefin, same outfit. Yeah, they hammer that fluke on the sink.
Corey's got them on sale today.
Yeah.
They won't last. They won't last long, right?
Okay, now, so, Bob, since I got you here.
Yeah.
And you were talking earlier at the start of the show, and I was going to mention this, you know, for the offshore, you know, about those marlin that are still around. And, I'm guessing there's probably more than a few because the water conditions where they're at, you know, between the 14 and 267, that's a typical late season area. Bait always settles in there. Fish are there. You know, the guys on the Wesley Ann saw a couple spots here day before yesterday, I think it was. And But, you know, you had mentioned earlier about how we don't see the marlin and the bluefin tuna together. And, you know, I never thought about it until you mentioned that. But, boy, that's really true. I have seen them with elephants.
It's really – it's a game changer. I mean, before we go on a marlin trip, we look at the areas where there's bluefin and good water, and we're like, okay, you know, cross that zone out. Mm-hmm. You won't find them. They don't like to play together. And, Mark, one of the things, I mean, you've been doing this longer than I have. In the fall, Clemente was always our end of season, you know, go-to island for billfish. You know, the front, both ends of the island, and now there's been bluefin there, and we're not seeing blue or billfish there. And back in August, we spent a full day there, and the conditions looked perfect. Souries, chovy schools, and we're like, oh, it's going to be marlin in here. And it was straight bluefin, never raised a fish, never saw a fish, but bluefin everywhere. I'm like, they're not here. You know, they got pushed out. So,
isn't that crazy? You know, I never heard, just like you're saying, you know, guys are just not seeing them. I never heard of a single private boat seeing the marlin at Clemente. The only one that I heard of was the airplane. I think it was the Fish Dope airplane. Saw a single feeder here you know, a month ago.
They're but, not there.
I mean, holy crap.
Yeah.
We used to catch a ton of fish
at Clemente. Yeah, and the guys coming back from the banks, I'm always calling them and going, hey, we're thinking about going to Clemente. Are you seeing marlin on your tack home or tack out? Usually it's in the dark, but coming home, they go right around, you know, the east end or the west end. They're like, we have not seen a one tailor or sleeper the whole year.
Wow. I'm crazy.
Like, yeah.
Hey, Mark, speaking of fish spotters, I was posting all the guests for our future shows here on our letstalkcookup.com website, and I wanted a special call out when you talk about fish spotters that on December 7th, Saturday, December 7th, we're going to have Tom Green, Carl Sabonis, and Adrian.
Wow.
All three of the best fish spotters
It's going to be a good show.
Are going to be here in the world headquarters.
Wow.
How about that?
That will be incredible. I mean, that Carl, that guy is seriously amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, all those guys.
All those guys are the best.
All those pictures that he takes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, that's going to be quite a show.
They are.
So you don't want to miss that one.
That's going to be a show.
It's funny,
but
Mike.
Bob, I got to mention one more thing, Bob.
Sure.
When you're talking about those marlin and how the fleet of marlin fishermen is getting aged out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not in that group, but half my
fleet. Oh, yeah, right.
No, Mark, like, you remember, like, in the 80s and 90s, all those 44 Pacificas, Huntington Harbor, Newport, and we were like, oh, you found those boats, and you're like, we're in the right spot. Those guys are all gone. They all, you know, they moved, they sold their boat, they passed. I mean, it's like, whoa, we're the old guys now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you got that right. You know, I was thinking the other day about a trip I ran in 84, which was the end of the 82-83 El Nino, and we were fishing off the east end. The fish were up, feeders, big spots of feeders. They were biting. We already had three. Then we hooked another one in this goofy-looking thing with a short bill and a short dorsal and pectoral fin sticking out. We caught like a 150-pound black up there, put a tag in him.
Wow.
But the thing that was amazing, along with that fishing, was there must have been 200 boats fishing them.
Oh, yeah.
And you just don't see that on the marlin grounds anymore.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. End of an era. Remember when the cannon used to go off? San Diego
Marlin
Club. Yeah.
I
you
was
get
there.
A little kid and, you know, the legend would back in and a cannon. They
Pete Grossbeck would back in with his little wooden skiff.
Yeah. All the
another
hanging the fish. BAC, too. They used to, you know, have a big group. Catalina used to shoot the cannon. That's gone.
Yeah.
End of an era.
They would shoot the cannon and give you a bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Well, on the good note there, they don't kill the Marlin anymore, which is great.
Yeah.
No need to do that.
That's fact.
Yeah, for sure. Thank well, Mark, hey, great job. And, of course, fishdope.com, all the information you need. It's happening right now. And, I mean, it's as good as it gets right now. Fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Your $30 code at fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
P, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Boca Chica and Edinger by that Chevron station. And phone number is 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, we were thinking about going marlin fishing tomorrow, but with all this fog, I'm not sure we're going to be able to make it.
We'll see, yeah. You have fog up there right now?
Yeah.
It's interesting. No, we have just along the shore. Once you got off shore, it cleared.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, appreciate that, Mark, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Now we're going to go to Cedro Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Rosie Flowers. Good morning, Rosie.
Morning, Rosie.
Good morning, you guys. And yes, those white flukes work. Oh my God.
They do, huh?
All season long.
Looking for those darn things. Jeff was already down at Cedro's, and he's like, you got to give me some more white flukes.
Well, come to Tackle Day today and buy them from Corey. He's there.
We know a guy.
Corey's got a bag for me. They're waiting. They're already there. But I was driving all over the place. You know, I live up on a ranch up in here in the Valley Center area. I thought, I'm going to call Lori at Turner's, man. She had a couple flukes. The only thing we could really get, and it was fine, it worked, were the 3-ounce kind of lead heads, because the white sea bass were a little deep at Cedro's. And I was really blessed because it's like when Jeff called me, it was the day he got there. The next day, no plane, but then the next day there was another plane. So I sent him down on the plane, and one of the captains took him out to Jeff that day when he got there. They put him on. He caught his first 3 casts for white sea bass.
Wow.
So
I guess they work.
Those white flukes work.
Yeah.
Those white flukes work. So there you go. So here we go, you guys. Last trip of the season returned on Monday, and it was Reggie with the Mission Bell Mafia. They returned, and they started off with their half-day fishing. That got canceled because there was a little too much wind. But, you know, true Cedro style, nothing disappoints there. Fishing was good. I know we giggled last weekend because fishing was tough, and they were catching limits by noon. Pete Otis, one of our great guys that always gives me a good fish report. The final fish report on the final day was limits by 9:15, and now we're going to go search for some other species. You know, the Dorado showed up a little. I know, isn't that crazy? Dorado showed up a little bit late, but we did get some really nice Dorado this year. We had Tyler Tanaka with another personal best. He goes 2 to 3 times a year, and he's always looking for that personal best, and he had some early on in the season. And he bested his best with a 43-pound yellowtail over the rail.
Wow.
And was just smiling from ear to ear. So yeah, you know, the fishing season was great for us. We're starting to look forward to next year. Our schedule is almost, it's like 90% up on the website. I'm still dialing in October a little bit. But we'll be at the shows this year. And if you guys are looking to go, or looking to book, definitely look at our website and or give me a call. The website is cedrosportfishing.com. And I am Rosie Flowers at 619-772-7570.
Hey, Rosie, are you going to be both at the PCS in Costa Mesa and the PCS in San Diego?
We are working on that. We are for sure at the PCS show in Costa Mesa. And I'm working with Mike Bond right now. Actually, he and I were texting last night regarding the Del Mar show, because as you guys know, that's in my backyard.
Yeah, for sure. You got to be there, for sure. Well, great. And so this is your last report of the season.
Oh, isn't it so bittersweet, my Lord. Like that season just went so fast.
I know. Well, you did a great job, Rosie. We appreciate you and Jeff so much, and so much what you do. We appreciate Sadro Sport Fishing for what they do. And you'll be back in April, right?
We'll be back in April.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we'll probably have you here in the studio, too.
We'll be there, absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks, Rosie, for all you do. Sadro Sport Fishing, and what a great place. Book your time now with Rosie and get on the schedule for next year.
You got it. You guys all have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Thanks, Rosie.
You.
Take care. All right.
Hey, and that catch report is sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fishman's Processing stays up far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Hey, and don't forget to power your boat with North Lithium Batteries, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. North delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. North batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at North Lithium.com or see the trolling motor doctor.
All right. Hey, I have a great text while poor Bob refreshes himself there. We're trying to get him, if you were watching on YouTube, Facebook, trying to find the water. White bag behind the thing if you want a warm one or you can have the cold period. There you go. All right. So he found his stuff there. Good morning, guys. Cool show. Just wanted to give pumps to Costa. I always wear a cheaper sunglasses kind of cause I scars and scratches because I scratch the expensive ones. I've had my Costas for a couple years now, and not a single scratch. I haven't changed anything as far as care. It's just the glass that stands up to the abuse of fishing shades get, and that's Rory from Lakeside. And that's so
true. Yeah. You want to go with the glass lens. Yeah. You're going to pay a little bit more, but it's going to last you.
The 580 glass.
580 glass.
Because Costa makes 580
Polycarbonate. Yeah, and that's a lighter lens. It works fine. It's just
it
the
scratches.
Way it scratches.
Yeah, I mean, when I wipe my glasses off, I take my T-shirt and I wipe them off. This. You can't do that with polycarbonate.
No.
It scratches it.
No.
But with Costa Glass, you've demoed it before, Bob. You've taken a key before,
yeah.
Right?
Give me a pair of keys.
Yeah.
And, you got a pair of keys?
Yeah, I got a pair of keys. Yeah.
Here I go with somebody here.
Look.
Okay.
All right. So Bob's going to do the demo here.
So these are, hand me the keys.
Yeah.
I might.
Mike Glum just walked in the world headquarters here.
Okay. These are doing a Costa demo here. Yeah, Sueños.
Like we're giving away today.
Yeah, the whiskey brown. The one we're giving away is a black. These are like a West Coast style lifestyle. So. This is the 580G, the glass lens key, and no scratch.
Yeah, I know. Hey, look at that, huh?
What?
He's using my keys. So that's gonna survive your fishing trip. No scratch.
Inside and
good
out.
Good to go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Pretty amazing. Not a scratch on it. No, absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
Glass. So it's just gonna be
amazing, huh?
Yeah, we sell very little polycarbonate because it scratches.
It scratches.
And you get the glass. And I always tell the guys, pick up a retainer. Come by the Costa booth. I'll give you a retainer because they put their sunglasses on their hat and they're gapping a fish or something. They fall in the water and there's $300. Yeah, I'm like,
oh, we've seen it multiple times.
Yeah, this is the deal. They put it on their hat, gap a fish, gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, retainer.
Your retainer.
So,
yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Well, Mike Lund is here. Kind of all those kids at sea. And Mike?
Well, I had to literally tear myself away from setup.
I believe it.
We got a lot going on over there at Tackle Day, and the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea booth is filling up. We've got some really cool promotions over there this year, thanks to Costa, thanks to several other very generous sponsors. And so what we're doing over there, we have the Pick-A-Bock booth, but we've changed it a little bit from previous years. We've got packages that start at a $30 donation and go all the way up to a $2,000 donation, depending on how generous you are and how much you want to win. And for instance, we're also... We're also kicking off our 2026 grand raffle tickets today. First time we just picked them up from the printer. So we've got 30 new prizes listed down there that we're going to give away at Day at the Docks in April. So between now and then, we're going to be doing a lot of promotion to sell those tickets. Some of that promotion starts today. Okay. And so some of the prizes that you get when you make a $30 donation is you get a couple of those tickets. Well, those tickets are now $15 a piece. So if you get two of those tickets and you just paid $30 for your pick-a-box, then anything else you win is in addition to that. And so we have $30, $50, $100, and then we have two of the large ones, the $1,000 and $2,000. We also have
a
promotion.
Still have those? Nobody's bought them yet?
We haven't. Right now, this second is the first time we've really announced that they were available. So we also have a promotion for Costa glasses. So if you give us a $300 donation, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to get a soft-sided cooler. That we're going to give you that. You're going to get, I forget the number, but you're going to get a number of the grand raffle tickets, which will be worth another $100 or so, and a free pair of Costa glasses.
What?
Yeah. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. The glasses, the soft-sided cooler, the entries into the other stuff, and the kids get to go fishing. Yeah. Takes us $75 per kid to get them out on these boats.
All right.
So just do the math.
Yeah.
You give us $300 and you got, what, 2.5 kids,
yeah,
something
off,
whatever that is, unreal, comes out. And we do the same thing with a $500 package. And on that particular one, we're giving away some other items. We're giving away the Bluetooth speaker.
Okay.
We just talked about it. Okay, so we're giving that away, the Ranger model. So that's a $250 product. If you just go buy that Bluetooth speaker, it's completely waterproof. It's perfect to have on the boat. $250 speaker, we're going to hand that to you to get started on the $500 package. So it goes on and on and on. Everybody's eyes are glazed over trying to listen to all this. But the fact is, stop by the booth, make a $30 or more donation. You're going to walk away.
Only for Tackle Day today.
Just today. This is all about today.
Starting at 9 o'clock.
Starting as soon as I get back over there.
All right. Well, get back over there because Doug's standing by.
I'm going to do it.
Mike, thanks for all your hard work.
Thank you, guys. And Bob, thank you for the help.
Yeah, Mike. I love it.
All right. Hand those to Doug and we'll be all good. Come on. Step up. Thanks, Mike, for coming in. Mike Lum from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And Doug Kern has joined us. How the heck did you get away? Did you come to pick up?
Well, it wasn't easy. I started about 25 or 30 minutes ago. I finally made it through.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yep.
It's
been a
busy down there?
Glorious morning. The weather is so beautiful.
Perfect weather.
Just that cool fall morning. It's going to give way to the sunshine later this afternoon. We've got 30 vendors out there setting up their booths. Everybody is just in such a positive mood. I saw, Fastlane putting their kayaks in the water.
They're going to be doing demos in the water.
They're doing demos in the water. And some of those kayaks, they look like AI, designed them. Like, they're space age looking. They're cool.
Yeah, they are.
And, I think everybody that's been listening to your show for the last, several weeks kind of knows a lot of the drill. We have got so many buy one, get one free. Buy two, get one free. We have things that are up to like 80% off, and I'm not talking about a shark leader. I'm talking about, $134 boots for $34.95, $100 off.
Yeah, the real.
What boots are those?
Those are the hook boots, the gray low profile, and we made a special buy on those, closeout deal, and
we're
constantly looking for that type of stuff. We have two-speed reels that are so ridiculous I can't even mention the pricing. We'll get in trouble. We already got in a little trouble. And we've got our mystery boxes, which I think everybody now is familiar with. We have $50 and $100 mystery boxes that we put saltwater tackle, and it's not shark leaders, and it's good stuff. I mean, iron, surface iron, yo-yo iron. There are four boxes that have a special add-on. So if you buy a $50 box, you're guaranteed $125 at retail. If you buy a $100 box, you get $250 at retail. And then four of them we seed with, you know, maybe a two-speed reel, maybe a American-made rod. I mean, you know, like amazing stuff. So
we're the boys picked out the jigs, too.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's worth its weight in gold. You know, you get
that's the raffle.
The selection.
A lot of the jigs that are going to be in either the raffle, the casting contest, whatever, we pick off the wall. You know, their favorite jig, they go through the wall and find the one that looks like it's going to swim the best. Yeah, I mean, that's, so you can't really put a price on that, you know, catch a yellowtail or don't catch a yellowtail.
Yeah.
And, well, we've been talking all morning about, like, the Gamakatsu deals, about the Costa deals.
Rick
Bender has a special deal.
Yeah, Rick Carr is here, and if you buy $30 worth of Gamakatsu, which, by the way, is you buy two, get one free. So that's already 33% off. And then he's going to give you a prize in his booth, which...
It's a beautiful pair of pliers.
Yeah. So, and then you just go down the list.
$25 at Fisherman's Island Tackle? Costa.
Yeah, so if you buy a pair of Costa glasses, you get a $25 gift card. Now, you take your gift card over to the tackle booth, and you buy, you know, either an AFTCO or a Seaguar fluorocarbon. Buy one, get one free. So now you turned your parlayed your $25 gift card into $50.
Buy one, get one free on a Seaguar floor.
Yeah.
Including the gold?
Yeah, especially the gold.
Because you have a lot of it.
We have a lot of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so blue, gold, pink.
Shimano reels
Premier.
On sale. I know you're not allowed to say
that. Yeah, I'm not allowed to say, wink, wink.
They're on sale. And then, I can tell you they're on sale.
And then all of our reels are coming with free Spectra. You know, the rods,
which could be worth $100 right there.
At least $100. Yeah. I mean, the Spectra actually has gone up quite a bit this last couple of years, and so I would say you buy a $500 reel and fill it up with line. It's flirting with $140 to $200 just for the line.
Free line.
So yeah, you know, it's there's no way to describe everything.
The bottom line is just get down to tackle day today. When's it start?
Yeah. So the store has been pumping since 6 o'clock.
Wow.
We just cut the ribbon down in the outside booth. So technically the event starts at 9, but we got done early. So we cut the ribbon, and a bunch of people started running into the booth. It's my favorite part of the day because they're all waiting outside, you know.
They've been hovering since 6 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, we better let you get down there. So Tackle Day goes on till when now?
So the store will be open till 6 o'clock tonight. All the deals are in play. The outside vendors and activities, I mean, we have the sushi guy, we have the rod wrapping demonstrations, we have the kayaks, we have fish filleting by Five Star, we've got, you know, all of the activities.
The seminars.
All that goes, casting, seminars,
casting,
yep,
contest.
Casting contest, all that goes till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the store will remain open 3 more hours. You know, some people have to go to the kids' soccer games and all that.
But all the deals carry into that.
Yeah, so everything is still
on sale.
But
all the vendors will be here till 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, and the seminars go on. And then the big raffle goes on off it.
Yeah, the last raffle is at around 2:40 so that our vendors can get out of here at 3 o'clock so they can be home before dark.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Doug, great job. Thanks for coming into the world headquarters here. And don't forget that mic there.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
See you down here, everybody.
All right. See you down. Tackle Day.
Thanks, Doug.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys heard it. So much going on. And we'll be back right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltist, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're so busy in here talking and doing stuff that we did indeed. We've been talking about Shimano all day, and there's a special. I can tell you what it is: Italica 20 for less than $500 and free Spectra. It's basically that's like a $900 deal for less than $500.
Yeah, that really.
And then
right
they have other. And then they have other deals
for
too.
$759. I mean,
yeah.
For under $500 plus free Spectra, get down to Tackle Days here and get your Talica 20.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, are we having a good time in in studio.
It's a busy place. If you've been watching on YouTube and Facebook Live or listening on Let's Talk Hookup app, it's a
everybody's
crazy show
so here. Used to us being live down there for Tackle Days, right? So,
but it's kind of cool up. They come up and visit us here.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
I like control.
We have a better view up here.
Yeah, yeah, we got a view. We got water, coffee.
Yeah.
You know, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, for sure. We don't have to put jackets on.
We're
in the world headquarters. Yeah. And we have Dan Hume from Hume Termite, Bob Who's from Costa, having super fun. And you have a great text, huh?
I do. It says, hey, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Bob Who's. I'm drifting out for halibut in Long Beach right now. It's overcast. What type of lens should I be looking for? What is the combo for this situation? Gene in Long Beach.
We were just talking about that. And the lens you want for that condition, overcast days, foggy, early morning, low light, late afternoon, it's our Costa Sunrise Silver Mirror. And
it's the bomb.
It is a game changer. I mean, for this condition, fog, overcast, I mean,
sight fishing,
it is, the lens just brightens up like your view, and you put them on, you're like, whoa, I'm cutting through the glare. I can see underwater. I can see, you know, conditions. And a lot of the guys on the sport boats, when they're fishing tuna offshore, it's always overcast.
Yeah, it's overcast.
You know, it's late in the day and they're in the wheelhouse, so they have that added protection. And I started seeing them with Sunrise Silver and they're like,
you can see kelp patties.
Yeah, yeah. They love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys on the angler, Samurai, I'm like, you got to try these Sunrise Silver. He goes, I live in them now.
Yeah.
And this is our normal condition for most of the summer.
Right.
Overcast. Mm-hmm. So that, and when the sun comes out, I like to switch to the green mirror.
Green mirror.
Yeah.
I love green mirror.
Sunrise Silver, and then when sun comes out, patchy overcast green mirror, super bright. Bluebird days, blue mirror.
Absolutely.
Now, those are my three.
Now, when you look at the people in Florida and stuff, and they always have blue mirror on.
Yeah.
What's the story on that? Because I really like blue mirror.
Yeah, blue mirror is gonna be our lens that blocks out the most sunlight, the glare. It's up there at the top. But what I've noticed is, A lot of the professional guides and captains are switching to green mirror because it's got a copper base. and that copper base is going to pop the colors.
Yeah.
And so I've got three pairs on my boat. I've got the blue mirror. I've got light eyes. And I'm affected by the sunlight. So Bluebeard, clear days, I like blue mirror. And then overcast, I'll go to green mirror. And then low light conditions, foggy, overcast, June gloom, sunrise silver. And that's my go-to. I mean,
tool for the job.
I have access to all of it. That's my three go-to. Sunrise, green, and blue.
Yeah. Sunrise, silver mirror for the
low light. Low light, overcast.
Around here.
And then
when's your blue? When do you use blue?
Blue when no clouds. Blue
super
sky.
Bright, summertime.
Bright.
Down in the East Cape.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then when we're on the beach and it's more of a lifestyle gray.
Right. Yeah.
Gray. Just go with gray.
Like I drive with gray.
Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because you don't know what you're going to run into weather wise and with the fog along the coastline and stuff. I drive with the green now.
Yeah.
I enjoy driving with the green because it doesn't matter what the conditions are when you're driving.
We see a lot of customers at the PCS show and they're like, "Hey Bob, I got one pair. I want another pair to, you know, for performance." I go, "What do you wear?" They're like, "I got gray. I'm wearing, you know, Tuna Alley, gray lens." And I'm like, okay, let's go with either a sunrise silver mirror or a green mirror or a blue. So start with gray, and your second pair should definitely be one of those three.
So here's another one. John from Mirror Mesa, following up on something we talked about earlier. He says, "I wear Kosta's trifocal transition lenses. I was told that I can only get this available in polycarbonate lenses, which is what I have. Is it true, or can I get them in the glass?"
No, that is true with all the optometrists, doesn't matter the brand. The optometrists are only able to make the prescription in a polycarbonate.
Huh?
They don't do glass.
Yeah, I just had the same text from Scott. He wanted to know about glass.
Yeah, glass not available in prescription. Only
like even the bifocal?
Bifocal. Same deal. Only polycarbonate. So you're going to have to take better care of those prescription glasses.
You can't scratch them.
You know what's interesting now, though, and this is something I found out? If you need the reader, the cheaters on the bottom, you can buy the glass and put the cheaters as a stick-on the lens.
Yeah.
They sell those now. Yeah. And you can get them at any of the prescription levels. And that actually does work.
Yeah. The only problem I have with our C-mates, that those are the readers, they have the little window down there, is on my boat, I'm up on the flybridge, and when I look down at the cockpit, I'm looking through the reader, and it's all like blurred. But if I'm on a sport boat or a center console, and I'm like at the water level, I'll bring the readers, and I'm tying a knot, which I need. Otherwise, it's the, you know, go to Costco, buy the six pack. But if I'm center console, sport boat, the C-mates work fine. On my boat, flybridge, I can't do the readers down the bottom there.
Yeah, I agree. It's situational. Same with driving in your car. The readers get in the way in the car, I believe.
I have a quick, I'm going to be like a text caller. I'm jumping in live. it's for Dan. Uh-oh. So homeowners, you buy your house. How often should we call you and go, "Hey, you know, check my house out for termites"? I don't
know.
Good
question.
I mean, when you buy your house, no one tells you, like,
and,
"Hey,
and here's this animal eating your house away." Yeah, your biggest investment of your life.
So
right?
I have no idea how often we should call you and go, "Hey, come down and check my house
out." It should be every year.
Every year.
Once a year.
Once a year. It's a free inspection.
Get right up on that mic, Dan.
Yeah, it's a free inspection, so it doesn't mean you necessarily need to do what we're telling you, but you're educated about what's going on in your house.
So you do that for free?
For free.
Yeah.
And it's always conducive conditions. Again, wood destroying organisms always follow certain conditions.
Yeah.
So
what time of the year should you have that inspection?
Any time of year is good, but I like the end of the swarming season, so November, December.
Right now.
So now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I mean, you want to have your house checked out.
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah. When was the last time you had your house checked out, Bob?
Like 8 years ago.
Yeah, and you're one of your best friends is a termite guy. What's the matter with you, man?
Come on.
Dan literally comes to my house at least once a year.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I got to get on that program.
Well, the other good thing is we have to, you know, we're obligated by law to generate a report and send it to the Structural Pest Control Board. So basically you can create, you know, basically a book, you know, every year, and you're keeping, you need to really keep those files and those reports. So when you go to sell the house, it could be 5 years, it could be 20 years. You've got 20 years of reports, and
that's good info.
You know, the buyers really, really think, oh, man, the homeowner's on top of this thing because they've got this stack of reports from 20 years or whatever.
Come to Costa Mesa next month.
There you go. And you'll do that. You go to Orange County and
I love
LA County.
All the stuff.
You got to go visit Bob.
We'll go fish.
Oh, any of the guys. Talk fishing with Bob, with Dan, he's going to come and see you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We'll mix in some fish.
We're going to inspect his house and his boat.
You need to look at your boat.
Sorry about
the position, because my boat was full of termites. My Pacifica.
I'm sure we
and
have
after
one
he there. Did the tent, gone. I know John Christensen. His boat was full of termites. It was an older Radovich. Full of termites, did the tent, gone.
Done.
It's amazing too with, you know, a boat being on the water and just with everything that goes on with a boat, that those termites can grow so healthy within that plywood or wherever it is in the hull. And they produce so many numbers when they swarm. I mean, hundreds.
And these are fiberglass hulled boats.
That's
the thing. You think, oh, well, my boat's fiberglass. No, there's wood in it. For sure. Especially if it's older.
It's just amazing the numbers that some of the boats produce. I mean, more than homes.
Just because of that wet environment.
I'm not sure. No, well, yes, water has a big part to do with the termites, for sure.
Interesting.
Is it the type of wood that's in the boats? Because of like some of our sport boats are wooden plank boats, right?
Yes, softer types of lumber are easier for them to ingest. Huh. So like oak and different harder species, they're not interested in
mahogany, like searchers made of mahogany. Rattlers made of mahogany.
We run into more beetles. Powder post beetle or what are called lictid or anabid beetles that get in are more difficult to eradicate.
Huh. In your job, you kind of got to be an entomologist too, right?
Well, we have to understand what we're working with or trying to help people with.
Yeah.
And it's sure. and it's the type of decay too. That's probably the number one thing that I see contractors make mistakes is they do a repair for decay and they don't necessarily do it correctly. They're not either treating or they don't take it enough or it's not removed. They're trying to fill rotten wood, which is never a good idea, with some kind of wood filler.
Yeah.
And it's just they don't understand the organism that they're trying to defeat or eradicate.
Yeah, because it's not the rotten wood. It's the organism in the rotten wood that makes the rotten wood.
Yeah, and not to go down this rabbit hole, there are incredible, really aggressive types of decay that are on our coast that we're seeing more and more of. There's one specifically called Poria incrustata. So it's a root-based fungus. So it's a wood-destroying fungus that roots on the outside of the house, and then the root system goes up into the walls, and it pulls water from outside water source into the home.
Ooh.
And that one gets misidentified all the time,
So then you can actually get black mold and all that from that because of water intrusion?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, with Poria, black mold's the least of your worries.
Yes. Bob's worried now because he's like, man, I haven't had a
You would know. With Poria, it's something that you would know. Because they have fruiting bodies that come out of, like, electric sockets and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty interesting organism. We think it comes from dirty mulch that people put around their home.
Oh, interesting.
And then it'll attach itself to some kind of water source.
What's a clean
mulch? So if you got it, if you go to the dump and pick up a thing of mulch that could be dirty mulch?
It could affected with this. You don't. And it's just really about controlling moisture.
Wow.
Don't overwater. A lot of people, people around here spend, hundreds of dollars in watering their yard every year or every day, every month, and they're contributing to the problem.
Well, and then keep a barrier between your house and your gardens and all the foliage, right? Because if you don't have it, if you have a barrier around, then it's less likely to get there?
It's all, again, about conditions. You can have faulty grades, and over time, landscape can kind of come up the stucco on the exterior, create water issues and different things.
So if somebody wants a free inspection, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call our office, 760-598-2201, or Hume, H-U-M-E, at HumeTermite.com.
Hume at HumeTermite.com.
Correct.
H-U-M-E, yeah. Call the office or just send an email.
Send an email.
Help! Yeah. And you have a website, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But.
Okay. We'll find it. I think it's on our website. We'll make sure we get it.
I think so.
Yeah, for sure. You have a great text, huh?
Well, I think we answered this one already, but let's try it again. It's Brian from San Carlos asking about, you know, the group. I'm coming to the show today. I want to pick up a Shimano Talica specifically to use for fly lining the tuna and yellowtail. Want to get recommendation on what size would be appropriate.
Talica 10, maybe?
Hard because I'm 12.
Think 10 or 12. I love the 10.
Yeah.
The 10 is, I've caught 70, 80 pound tuna on the 10. Yeah, and I know you love the 10 too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that your like 50 pound Spectra with like a 30 pound top shot?
60 pound Max Quattro.
60 pound.
Or 65 pound Max Quattro.
Yeah.
With a 30 or 40 pound top shot.
Yeah.
Either one.
And I will say this, if you're coming down, you're going to talk to the guys in the shop because it also makes a difference what rod you're planning to put it on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got to combo correctly, right? And it's got to fit right.
You got to have a rod that has some backbone. Are you going to pull, you know, even that small reels? You know,
that 30-pound outfit, I mean, on Dan and I's trips on my boat, on the sport boats, that gets used like half the time or more.
Yeah. That's your go-to.
That's your go-to. You got to have a... You got to have a comfortable, balanced 30-pound outfit.
Yeah. Option, too, is a Trinidad 16 or 20.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a star drag reel,
cast
amazing, right? You cast
the 16 and the 20. Yeah, a lot of guys like that 20 for throwing jigs.
20, you can fish 30, 40, 50 on it if you want. It doesn't have a two-speed feature.
You have a
feature.
Bunch of Trinidads.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them. And
when you're on the boat. Yeah.
So that's you might need both.
Yeah.
And they're both on sale at Tackle Day today, so definitely want to check that out. And here's one from Mike and Rosemead. I'm not sure. Did we read this one? Bob, I think your attitude image is why you wear glasses at night. Is that true? You got to wear sunglasses at night?
No, I don't.
No.
No.
It's like wearing rain gear on a sunny day. Does it make sense? Do you think a benefit wearing Costas after sunset or night driving?
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
No. I occasionally, like, we'll be at a show in the Southeast, a lot of truck drivers, and they'll go with, like, a copper lens for nighttime, but we're not in that market. I mean, we're polarized, you know, performance sunwear.
Yeah,
they have driving glasses for nighttime, but
have you tried that? I haven't really found
that. I haven't. Yeah, I don't wear anything at night.
No,
it's that same kind of yellow lens. That shooting, right?
Yeah,
take the glare out. But
no,
I didn't see the benefit.
Well, maybe if you have a prescription in it and you forgot your regular glasses.
Yeah,
maybe
those night jigging trips, I've just got wind in my face and sucking down a coffee.
Well, but the point I guess he's making is, There's hooks flying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, how many times have your Costas protected you from a hook?
Oh, yeah. You got to be so careful.
So maybe safety glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we might be on to something here. The trend.
Yeah. You have another great text, Wayne?
Well, I'm reading one right now. It's from Paul in Fountain Valley asking about, they have a quick question. I know I need to get my house tinted. I've had a couple of different companies come out and, quote, and they're both telling me that when they come on the 10th house, they have to leave my space open. Not only am I an avid fisherman, I'm also a hunter. Is that true?
Yes and no. So, yes, in the fact that we have to be able to see, you know, behind a locked door during the fumigation process. But there are subcontractors or fumigation companies that will, the morning of, allow you to look inside of the safe. So you'd have to open it, and then they can shut and secure it.
They can shoot whatever they need in.
Before we shoot the Viking gas, we have to understand what's behind locked doors. Either edible foods, people sleeping.
Oh, I see. That's so kind of the law. You have to see what's in there.
And it's not just safes. It could be trunks of vehicles that are left in garages. It can be a number of different things. File cabinets. Everything's got to be open, and we have to look at it.
Because it could be something living in there.
Or something ingestible, who knows?
Yeah. So that's it's a safety issue.
It's a safety issue.
Yeah. All right. So you can open it and close it.
You can open it the morning of, and it, again, depends on the subcontractor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a metal safe that has a fire safe, that it's all metal inside, all the inner workings. What are they looking for? You're thinking that maybe the bugs are in there and nesting? Or?
No, it's just stuff to make sure that everything ingestible has been secured properly and bagged up. And okay. You have to
all the things that you need to bag up before you tent the house and leave all the doors open so that they can have penetration.
Yeah. Well, hey, our 2 hours have flown by here. But stay tuned. We're going to wrap things up. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live. We'll be right back.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgerSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgerSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Wow, that was a fast 2 hours. There's so much going on. We actually, Chris Moyer didn't call in today from Smokey's Curing Company in Cantina in Baja, you know, and that was going to be sponsored by Terrafin. The sea surface temperature charts focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Bob Hoos, flip the coin. Let's see who's going to win that family pack.
And it's going to be a texter.
Yeah.
Yay. It's a texter.
So, hey, the texter winning today is Paul from Fountain Valley. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Paul.
You're getting both pairs of the Costa sunglasses, the Suenos and the new Schoolies.
One for your kid and one for you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're coming down to Tackle Day and you can come down and pick them up.
Yeah, we'll give them right to you there. And Dan, great job. So much great information. Hume Termite is the place. Non-commissioned guys. They'll give you the straight scoop. They've been treating my house for years. And, yeah, Bob, get yours fixed. How do we get a hold of you?
Again, it's the office phone is 760-598-2201 or hume@humetermite.com. And just thank you so much, Pete. It's been great. Wayne, Bob, it's super fun.
Yeah, super fun to have you. And, okay, you're going to be there all day. You're going to hold up all day?
Yeah, till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Come by the Costa booth. We'll show you all the new frames, all the new 580 technology. And I want to, real quick, about these Schoolies. They're made for the next gen. Kids 10 to 16 years old, a smaller frame, half the price, and we're going to be rocking them today at the show.
Yeah. So bring your kids down.
Yeah.
Tackle Day.
If you're not here, CostaDelMar.com. Thank you, Pete.
Yeah,
it's great.
Thank you. It's great to have you guys as sponsors. And thank you, Wayne, for being here today. And thank you, Dan and Bob. And thanks for all our visit here. We'll see you at Tackle Day. It's happening right now. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing is happening right now till I think he said 6 o'clock the store closes.
Six for the store.
But 3 o'clock for everything and then all the giveaways and stuff like that. Tomorrow we'll be back with Bill Varney, who's doing a seminar today, too. He'll be in the studio with us talking surf fishing. Corey Sandin will be co-hosting because Ricky knew his voice wouldn't be worth anything tomorrow morning after today and hosting and stuff. So Corey and I, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on Facebook, YouTube Live, 97.3 The Fan, and, of course, that Let's Talk Hook'em app. We'll see you then.